WILM meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be mostly cloudy and breezy today with a high around 40. He'll have details on the weather after this hour's support of AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Congressman Danny Davis says he wants to replace Barack Obama as the junior senator from Illinois. The Democrats' declaration came at a news conference yesterday in Chicago, the same day that President-elect Obama stepped down from the position with 2 years left in his term. A coalition of black Illinois politicians endorsed the 67-year-old Davis at the event. Obama's replacement will be chosen by Governor Rob Blagojevich, who said he'll make his decision by the end of the year. His office didn't return calls yesterday about the interest Davis is showing in the seat. Davis was first elected to the House in 1996. Several other prominent Illinois Democrats have also been mentioned as possible successors, including retiring State Senate President Emil Jones and Congressman Jesse Jackson, Jr. Illinois state government is having a hard time paying its bills. The financial difficulty has several lawmakers renewing a call for a tax hike. Sean Crawford has more.
The state's backlog of unpaid bills is nearing $4 billion and projected to go higher this fiscal year. That means those who do business with the state are being asked to wait even longer for payment. Some have even decided to sever ties with Illinois government. Democratic Senator Donnie Trotter of Chicago says the problem must be addressed.
I mean, it's an understatement saying that we are in a financial crisis. I mean, the world is. So what is needed, one, is we need to stimulate the economy. We need to look at new revenue sources better sooner than later.
Trotter says an infrastructure program would create jobs and stimulate the economy. As for new revenue, he and some of his colleagues are openly talking about tax increases and other ways to bring in more money. Any plan to raise taxes has the governor as an obstacle. Governor Rod Blagojevich has pledged to reject those efforts. I'm Sean Crawford.
Big Steel in Indiana is making some history, and not in a way that bodes well for workers. The recent economic downturn has one steel giant cutting its workforce for the first time in quite a while. Michael Puente has more.
It's something that hasn't been felt in the local steel industry since the 1980s. Layoffs. U.S. Steel is laying off 675 union workers in the United States and Canada, or about 3% of its workforce in North America. 58 of those employees worked in Gary. Jim Robinson is the district director for the United Steelworkers Union. He blames it on weak demand for steel products for cars, appliances, and in construction.
It's no secret that we're in a very serious economic situation, and that operating levels in the steel industry have fallen precipitously.
Meanwhile, steel giant ArcelorMittal hasn't announced layoffs at its plants in East Chicago, Burns Harbor, or Riverdale, Illinois, but did recently ask 500 employees to take voluntary layoffs. I'm Michael Puente.
A Champaign middle school believes it can offer more than education and advice to the families of its students. Edison Middle School is opening its Comet Community Center this evening. Volunteers and the school's community outreach coordinator will man the center each evening, helping parents get in touch with services they may need beyond education, services like computer access, food banks, or help managing money. Principal Carmela Levy says those services are available elsewhere, but where to find them is not always apparent to parents.
Since we have direct access to our students and direct access to our parents, we feel that we can do a much better job of addressing their issues directly and making sure that there aren't any gaps in learning for our students and that their families are not experiencing as much stress as they otherwise would be due to not having access or knowing where services are located or knowing how to access services.
Levy hopes the in-school community center will indirectly get more parents involved in their kids' education as they get those needed services. The Comet Community Center will also hold regular workshops for parents on topics ranging from dealing with difficult teenagers to stretching the family budget. A museum in Texas hopes a document found in its archives turns out to be an authentic government copy of Abraham Lincoln's letter consoling a mother thought to have lost 5 sons in the Civil War. The original copy of the famed Bixby letter has never been found. Its recipient, Lydia Bixby, was no fan of the president, and not all of her sons actually died in the war. Dallas Historical Society curator Alan Olson says the letter was written with the best of intentions 144 years ago next week. James Cornelius of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield says evidence indicates 2 of Bixby's sons died, a 3rd was a deserter, and a 4th ended up in a prisoner of war camp. A 5th is believed to have received a discharge, but his fate was unknown. The Dallas Historical Society is getting its copy appraised. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 8:35 and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. And all I can say, Ed, is arr!
Why?
It's kind of fun to watch pirates coming back into the news, although probably what they're doing isn't fun for the people they're doing it to, but we have another pirate attack. The coast of Kenya. Somali pirates hijacking a Saudi-owned oil tanker.
Wow.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. This is the second time in the last couple of weeks this has happened. Modern-day pirates.
I guess we're going to have to start the pirate watch, huh?
We got to get Johnny Depp on the case.
So you sure he didn't just go rogue from the movies?
Well, he could have gone rogue from the movies. He's out there with that.